The way people take vacations is changing. Getaways are shorter, and travelers are increasingly booking accommodations in private residences through sites like Airbnb or HomeAway. That means there's no front desk to call when you need something. Online concierge services are springing up to fill that role, but they're typically in larger metropolitan areas. Well, VPR's Nina Keck reports on one that recently launched in Vermont.
The big international concierge services love to brag on their websites how they'll do whatever it takes for clients, like arranging a dinner on an iceberg or transporting a rare baby elephant to India. As concierges go, Emma Griffith is no less customer-oriented, but her tasks are a bit more down-to-earth. On this Saturday morning, she's at the Rutland Food Co-op, picking up groceries for a couple renting a condo in Killington for a ski getaway.
So you check in your list?
Yeah. We need eggs, bacon, bread, a bottled gallon of water, ground beef, a baguette.
Griffith works for Stock the House, an online concierge service that started 5 years ago in New Jersey and last fall began operating in Vermont. Clients choose items like groceries a la carte or sign up for packages of goods and services that can all be delivered right to their door. The price for this convenience? 20% of whatever is purchased. Griffith, an 18-year-old college student from southern Vermont, is one of 10 company employees in the state. She earns $20 an hour for her work as a concierge, plus tips and half the service fee.
Yeah, my friends are all super jealous.
Domenica Mastriani, the company's co-founder and CEO, says the idea for Stock the House came to her after her second child was born.
We were at the Jersey Shore at that time, and I started to look for people just to help me. A type of service that had a one point of contact to save me the time from having to do all the research, run all the errands that come with, you know, vacationing in a town that you don't know as well, or staying in a home that's not yours.
When she couldn't find that kind of help, she realized there was potential for a new business. That was 5 years ago. Besides New Jersey and Vermont, she says they plan to begin serving two other northeastern states later this year, with more growth planned. The challenge, she admits, is anticipating what customers want and creating a network of local vendors who can provide it.
We have to have everything from an in-home masseuse service, a personal chef, bike rentals, paddleboards, surfboards, access to ski rentals and lift tickets in the wintertime, to grocery delivery. It just runs a very, very wide range of categories. So that does make it difficult, but I also think that's what makes our model unique.
The focus on local vendors is something Emma Griffith really likes about the company. So do clients, she says, and local business owners. For fresh flowers, Griffith made a point of using a new florist in Rutland called Blossoms and More. Co-owner Celeste Smith appreciated that and hopes they'll do a lot more business together.
I think having a concierge service is going to bring more interest to local Vermont businesses. I've never heard of this, and I think it's fascinating. I think it's a very, very good thing.
30 minutes later, the bouquet of flowers and organic groceries were in the hands of Griffith's client, Cheryl Catrimbone of Peterborough, New Hampshire. Catrimbone says her work weeks are crazy busy, so paying extra to have her condo stocked just made sense.
The price was not an issue at all. I really am spending very little above and beyond what I would spend in the car anyway. And if you deduct the cost of gas and my time, then I'm spending a lot less. So the goal is to not waste precious moments of your weekend, your long weekend, or your vacation on shopping.
Catrimbone says she travels to Vermont a lot and will be using Stock the House again. She just wishes it was available everywhere. With luck, she adds, maybe it'll become the next Uber. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Chittenden.